and welcome to episode 23 of How You Say, the podcast where I teach you how to say something fun or entertaining in Polish. I'm your host, Julia Tutko-Bylina. So I have a fun and very personal lesson for you today, so let's get started. So today's phrase is chodzę na rzęsach, which literally translates to I am walking on eyelashes. And it's understood that it's my eyelashes. So I am walking on my eyelashes, but there is not the word my in this phrase. It's just understood. What it means is I am dead tired. That's the closest English saying that we have. It's a very evocative way of saying I'm absolutely about to fall over, faceplant, fall asleep. And I bet the listeners in the know can extrapolate the fact that I'm thinking about this phrase on account of being super tired from infant care. Yeah, so that's an extra credit little haha for you guys. So let's go over this phrase because it's super popular and it's incredibly versatile and very relevant. Everybody will know this phrase. This one's a very popular way of saying that you're absolutely bone dead tired. So let's go over the words together. The first word is chodzę. It means I am walking. It's the present tense, first person singular. Chodzę. You've got the CH letter combination, which is pronounced like an H. You've got the DZ letter combination, which is pronounced Z. And you've got the N at the end, which in sped up speech will sound like an E, but you have to know that it's an N because any first person verb usually ends with an N. That's just a pro tip for you if you're thinking about conjugation. So follow me. I'm going to say it slow twice and then faster twice. Okay? Ready? Let's go. Chodzę. Chodzę. Now faster. Chodzę. Chodzę. Good. The second word is na. We've seen this before. It means on or onto. In this case, it means on. Na. 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 Good. Now the last word is rzęsach. The accent, as usual, goes on the penultimate syllable, which in this case happens to be the first syllable. So, rzęsach. You have the RZ letter combination. Now, if you've been listening to previous lessons, you've seen the RZ letter combination before. It's the same sound as the Z letter in the alphabet, and you need your duck face for this. So, just because it's been a while, I'll go over the duck face again. So, the duck face means that you are posing for a picture, and you look like the Kardashians, and you've got that your lips pursed a mile ahead of your face and shaped in a circle. So now that you've got your face positioned in this way, now I want you to try to push the J sound without touching your tongue to the roof of your mouth or your teeth. That's a big challenge, but this is how you're going to get the Z. Because you'll see that your tongue is hovering, trying to touch anything around it, but you're not succeeding. So Z. That is how you're going to produce the Z letter in the Polish alphabet, which happens to be the homonym of the RZ letter combination we see here. So I thought I'd go over it again for you, and hopefully soon I'll put it into a video on YouTube on my new channel. So, Z, Z, you've got the N after it, Rzę, Rzę. Now let's say rzęsach together three times slowly. Rzęsach. 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 And that means eyelashes. Now let's put the entire phrase together. I'm going to say it realistically, which will sound like chodzę na rzęsach. But do remember that chodzę is actually the word when you slow it down. Okay, repeat after me. Chodzę na rzęsach. Chodzę na rzęsach. Chodzę na rzęsach. Good. Now, when you put your intonation into it, it's definitely going to sound like, ugh, chodzę na rzęsach. I hope it evokes a laugh in your friends and family who hear you say this. Now, here's an extra credit section that I put together for you. So I wanted to give you a couple different options to use this phrase. So say you and a buddy of yours see somebody else on the street and they look absolutely dead tired. You want to surprise your friend. You want to say he or she is walking on their eyelashes, like they look really dead tired. You would say chodzi. That's the third person singular. Chodzi. Now remember the DZ letter combination is Z, but when you put the I after it, it becomes J. So that's why it's chodzi, not chodzi. Okay? So, 호지, 나 rzęsach, is what you would say that person is walking on their eyelashes. And the second variation I wanted to share with you is if you want to say to your friend that they look tired, like that person, your friend looks tired, it's an informal way of saying it. So don't use it with bosses or people that you have a formal relationship with. It's only if you're talking to a friend or a family member that you can say 호지시, which is the informal version of saying you singular are walking. 호지시. It has the sh phoneme, which uses the duck face that we just went over, sh. And again, that's you making the duck face and trying to say sh through your duck face. So it'll come out a lot harder, which is exactly what you want. It'll sound like sh. Go back to previous lessons if you want a longer refresher on the sh letter combination. So I hope you enjoyed the extra credit, and I gave you three different ways to say, you know, I'm tired, you're tired, everybody's tired, the whole world is tired. So I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. If you want to reach out to the show, we have an email address, mailbag@howyousay.fm. Our website is www.howyousay.fm, and our Twitter handle is @howyousayfm. And we have a Patreon page and a YouTube channel coming soon, so look forward to those links as well in future episodes. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next week. Cześć!